Hey, let's give some love to one of our our country towns, and we're showing some love around these parts in RSN in the next few weeks because, yeah, why wouldn't we? We've got a lot of listeners out there in the regions, and let's celebrate the cool people that are doing cool things in those regions. And today, Rochester is our region of the day, and we're sending some love to the good folk of Rochester, and Justin Cleary is the president of the Rochester Football Club. Had a good weekend as well, just by the way. He's on the line. Good morning, Justin.
Hi, Daniel. Thanks for having me on your station, and we certainly did have a big weekend.
Yes, very, very keen to flesh that out a bit. Firstly, how long have you been involved at the footy club?
Oh, look, I'm born and bred Rochester guy, and so I've been around the footy club for a long time, but post-flood 2022, I took on the presidency in the crazy circumstances of recovering from that horrible event, as most of our committee were inundated with water and their homes were destroyed or damaged, and I just felt a need that I could help out, so I jumped on board.
Well done. As the moment came and you had to do something about it, and you did it. A lot of people just walk away from those moments, Justin, so well done to you for getting involved. What's the mood been like in town for the last couple of years since the floods and the devastation that they caused?
Look, initially it was pretty horrific when 90% of your town is, lost their homes and that sort of thing. So there was lots of heartbreak and lots of stress, but like any community in this country, when adversity comes, we see the best of people. And we certainly have seen the best of most of our people over the last 18 months, and we still see that. So very heartwarming and powerful to witness.
And the role of sport in those times when people need something to cling to come together on, is that the role of sport from what you've seen?
Absolutely. So we at the club decided that we wanted to be pretty proactive in recovery for our community. So we launched a program where we called it Recovery Reconnect, and we thought we could be the hub for our town to get together once a fortnight at our home games. People were living far and wide, dislocated. So we thought, right, we can get them together. So we launched a program, Shout a Membership. So we basically gave the entire township and region around us free memberships to the footy. We asked public to then support that initiative with donating a membership. So people got online and bought a single membership or in some cases family memberships.
Yep.
And we were able to engage our whole community, get them back together, put some initiatives around that, like mental health, free programs, things for the kids, family days, sausage sizzles, or a whole range of things just to make sure we had that connection while we were all living elsewhere. And it was terrific. And ultimately, we were recognised by the AFL and we were awarded the Community Club of the Year on the back of that work. And it's something we're very, very proud of and we continue to do. In fact, this year we've rolled out the same program because there's still a lot of work to be done here and a lot of people aren't back in their homes. So we're doing it again. And I will just, to your listeners, say, listen, jump on our Facebook page. You'll find a link there to our Shout a Membership program. We still are giving out those free memberships. We're bringing our people together, as we say, once a fortnight home games and helping that connection. So $50 will buy you a single and $100 will buy you a family membership and we'll give them out right through the community. So just a great way for our people to get together.
Good on you. That's a great initiative and clearly been well received and acknowledged by the AFL with the Community Club of the Year Award as well. That's brilliant stuff out of the ashes, so to speak, to create such a great energy through the town. Well done to you and all that came up with that. And on the weekend, you're celebrating 150 years this year, the Rochie Footy Club, which is magnificent. And on the weekend, you had a big day. Tell us about that.
Well, look, as a lot of these listeners would know, Echuca up here is our main rival, Rochester Echuca. It's one of the oldest rivalries in the country, in fact, stretching back almost that 150 years. So I think 148 years we're actually been playing off against each other. Big town, small town rivalry, and it's fantastic. It's probably got a little bit gentler than it used to be, I must admit. But
most of them have.
It was pretty, yeah, true. Anyway, look, I don't think we haven't been at Tooker for 7 years. They've been the powerhouse of the Golden Valley League, you know, which you know is a very strong league. They've gone back to back. Probably would have had a few more flags. If it wasn't for COVID. We went up there on their dung heap on the weekend and come home with the chocolates. We thought we could be competitive. We've done a lot of work in the off season, getting some good players in and our local players fit. But we snatched the win in a really tight, tough game. One of the best games I've ever seen in the GV. It was a hell of a way to celebrate. You know, one of our milestone years, 150 years to take that win. First time at Chukas. I think they've dropped one game in 2 years. So. Tremendous win for us and give our club a real boost. It just happened to be on the weekend of our formal ball. So that ball was
best ever. Best ever. Nothing better than a good result on a big social night at any footy club across the country. That things just escalate there. You have a better night because of that, Justin.
Oh, yeah. You have a terrible Sunday, though.
But it's all
great. Look, and that win... Without overstating it, it does a lot for a community when you're up against it and you're battling. We can do it, you know, and it's symbolic really for the whole community.
Yeah, it's magnificent. Who we got this week? Who do we have to back it up against?
Another tough game. Arupna coming over to us. Very good side. They also pushed the trigger a couple of weeks ago. Won't be easy, but we've got a lot of confidence coming to that game. So looking forward, we've got a couple of good players back as well. I'd have to say I'm feeling confident about it, but, you know, we'll just see. Our boys were pretty tired after that game. It was brutal. But look, exciting times ahead for us.
Fantastic. Sounds like it's going nicely there at Rochie. 150 years for the footy club, doing great things in the community. A big win over Tuke in the Golden Valley League, and we'll do the double against Marupna this week, mate. We're on board.
Just one other real quick one.
Yep.
If you jump on KO, we've now got a fantastic video there that people can watch, learn a bit about our 150-year history, and more importantly, about the culture of this fantastic club and what it's achieved. Jump on, it's there under the documentaries. It's only half an hour long, but I think your listeners will really, really enjoy it. So have a look at that.
The Locals, is that what it's called? The Locals?
The Locals. It's we never dreamt we'd get this video on a national platform, but it's come out such a good product. It's been picked up by quite a few different platform, so we're really, really proud of it. Have a look at it.
Will do. Righto, Justin. That is one thing I'll do this week. I'll check out the Locals on KO and find out how things are going there at Rochester, our town of the day here on RSN. Appreciate your time, mate. Good luck this week.
Thanks,
great to
Daniel.
Chat.
Fantastic.
And well done for all you're doing.
Yeah, go the Tigers.
Go the mighty Tigers. Justin Cleary, the president of the Rochester Tigers Footy Club.